A little bit of that, and we're also going to be hearing from our cantata today. Very special arrangement that they did a wonderful job on. I'm glad you'll be blessed by it. Also, I'd like to just say welcome to those of you who are visitors, like the wise men came to visit. We're glad that you've made a wise decision to join us today, and that God has led you here as well. So if we could have you pay attention, there's a couple of cards in the front. Look at those and please get those filled out. The scripture readings, we'll be gathering one of them, and after the offering, the second one. It'll tell you on the card, so go ahead and fill that out. We ask our visitors as well as our members to do that. One is for prayer request, and one is just to let us know you're here. So, thank you. And now, the fun part is to have you stand up and greet one another. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean, that we have you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us. We may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you and all of us all our sins. as a called and ordained servant of the word, I therefore, by the authority granted me, forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Let us pray together. Oh, by leading of a star, you made known your only begotten Son to the Gentiles. Lead us, who know you by faith, to enjoy in heaven the fullness of your divine presence through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Testament is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, and those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that has given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly, when you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am very least of all the saints, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is plain, what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel for this Epiphany Sunday is recorded in the book of St. Matthew, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
This text will serve as the basis for our meditation later. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come now to worship him." When King Herod heard of this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him.' After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way." Here ends the reading of our gospel.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. In those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. While they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Hallelujah.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Oh,
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe, lying in a manger. When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them by concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Lamb, God's precious Son, the Prince of Peace, the Spotless One. Behold the Lamb, behold the King. God gave us the ultimate gift that Christmas day. He sent His Son, the Lamb of God, from heaven to die for us so that we might be saved through Him. We don't perish under the wrath of God because Jesus died in our place. He was the Lamb of God, the sacrifice given in our place, who bears our sin and punishment. We have eternal life, both because Christ died in our place and because in Him is life. Behold the Lamb. Behold the King.
Thank you.
wonderful job, and they did that at 8 o'clock, and again at 11 o'clock, and some of the band member, or some of the members were part of the praise team, and so they've been busy this morning, so glad that you could enjoy that. And now we'd like to briefly share with you a message of Epiphany, of visitors. And as you remember, the Sunday before Christmas, we had a message about the angels. Angel who came to Mary and talked to her in a dream, had spoken to her directly, I should say. The angel spoke to Joseph in a dream. But that visitor was one who came and announced that Mary would be the mother of our Lord and Savior, as it had been prophesied. And the angel told her, "With God, all things are possible." We remember that Mary went over and visited then Elizabeth, her cousin, who had been without child and was old and advanced in her years and was called the barren one. And she, too, as the angel had said, was now with child. We remember then a second message that was entitled "The Visitors Who Had Come, Shepherds and Wise Men," as the angels had told them that there had been a Savior born and that they should go and find him. And the angels did go and led the way, and yet at the same time the shepherds and wise men, or shepherds rather, came and visited, and at that point they were able to find the baby Jesus, wrapped in swaddling clothes, we were told. And then on Christmas Day, we talked about another visitor, a divine visitor, Jesus, who had become flesh and lived and dwelt among us, the newborn King, Christ, the Lord. Today, we're going to be talking as Epiphany. It really is a visitors. It's an announcement of those who had come to visit. And it's a visit of the wise men. And I would just like to have you tell you that the Epiphany is possibly a celebration that many of you are not all that aware of. But it's about visitation and those who come to visit and see this newborn king. Desiree and I in our home have a guest book. And if you were there overnight, usually somebody will be asking you, "Would you please sign our guest book?" And as a result, what happens there is you write down some of the recollections you have of the visit. And so it is fun to go back and look in that guest book. Not too long ago, we opened that book and found words from my dad written about a visit that he had had with my mom into our home. And another page later, we saw words that Desiree's mom had written about her visit with her husband, Desiree's dad, to our home. I recall those gave me some real warm feelings, because they were words of my dad who'd passed away, and words of my mom, Desiree's mom, who had also passed away, about their visit with us. I find it interesting, God kind of has that visitor book thing going on here. The story of the Magi, the story of the wise men, or as some kids call them, the wise guys, was recorded in the book of St. Matthew, talking about the visit that they had as they search for this newborn king. What is often overlooked is that these three wise men were Gentiles, not Jewish, who had come to watch and to visit this newborn king of the Jews. It's interesting that Jesus had been predicted that the Savior would be born, and when the Savior was born, as God had told Abraham in the book of Genesis, 12th chapter and verse 17, or chapter 17 as well, that Abraham would have a descendant, a single descendant who would be a blessing to all people of all nations world over. And how fitting it is, now that this newborn king, Jesus, is that one promised seed of Abraham, who hundreds and hundreds of years later is born, and that these magi from the east, these Gentiles, come to see this newborn king. and that through him he would bring blessing to them, another nation, all nations under the earth, the Gentiles, the non-Jews, would be blessed through this one named Jesus. And then today again, in today's epistle lesson, the second of the three readings, Paul writes to the church of Ephesus, this mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body. This promise wasn't just for the Jews, but they are partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. And so it is, as we start to see it, we see all these pieces, all the way back in Genesis, all the way from the beginning of time, through Abraham and Moses, and through all the other prophets, Micah and Isaiah and Jeremiah, we see others who are predicting this blessing. And it was all coming together in this one place. It's like God had a plan. As you know, he did. Even at the birth of Christ, in his infancy, God even directed the star to direct the path for these wise men to come. And he also directed the star to be able to shine and to lead the way for the shepherds earlier. And when we start to see these wise men now coming sometime later, they too would see the Savior, the Son of God. From a simple stable, shepherds and angels, along with Mary and Joseph, witnessed the birth of God's own Son, the Savior's birth. Now in their home, Mary and Joseph, who had traveled back from Bethlehem to Nazareth, where Joseph had a carpenter shop, and they had a home. They would tonight, this night, be guided and visited by wise men coming from the east, Gentiles. They would bring lavish gifts. Gifts, however, my friends, that I'd like to have you follow, because they actually trace the actual ministry, an outline and purpose, if you will, of what the Christ would do in his ministry. They brought gold and frankincense and myrrh. These three gifts were very fitting for this newborn king. Gold, of course, is very fitting for a king. It's royalty. It's very much a ruling precious metal. And they brought gold. And so this kingly gift was brought to the newborn king, who is much more than an earthly king. As we find out, he would be the eternal King of Kings, the promised Savior of the world. And it's also that we are told in the Bible, we are saved not by gold, not by silver, but with the holy and precious blood of this one named Jesus, who would be born as a King of Kings, who would bleed upon a cross at Calvary, and who would be buried. These gifts predict what the Savior would do. Gold was brought, and it simply portrayed and told of a greater sacrifice. Also, when we think of frankincense, we see it as an incense that's burned in the temple. And it tells of the presence of God, but it also reminds the people who were there of the presence of the high priest. It signified worship and praise. And Jesus would fulfill his ministry being the high priest, the great high priest. And he would pay the ultimate price by bleeding upon a cross and paying the price that you and I would need to have our sins forgiven. The third of those three gifts was myrrh. And myrrh is used in embalming. It reminded us that this Jesus, who would be born, who would bleed, would also have to be buried. And through his death, you and I were forgiven of our sins. But we are also told of a resurrection, that he rose from death to life, and on the third day, he rose, defeating death itself forever. So as you can see, these three gifts are actually very, very fitting: gold, frankincense, and myrrh, the three precious gifts of the wise men. I think what's also very fitting for us to study quickly this morning is what they saw. When they saw the star over the place where Jesus was, Matthew tells us they rejoiced exceedingly. They were in the right place when they saw Jesus. They had fallen down and had come to worship him when they saw him. They had come from such a distance, and now this was the time, this was the moment, and this was the place. Not only their time and their place, but the time that had been predicted from long ago, they were so privileged to now see. With such joy they saw it that they exceedingly worshiped, and they praised Jesus. When they saw Mary and then Jesus, they fell down and they worshiped him, the Bible tells us. Certainly they were there not seeing a mere earthly king, but rather an eternal King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. This was the promised Messiah foretold of old. This was the one written of in Isaiah and Micah and Genesis that had been promised to Abraham. This was the King of Kings and the Messiah. They adorned him with the king, as a king, giving him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. But when they saw him and worshiped him, they returned to their countries. And I would add, they went back to tell everyone. I'm always overjoyed when God leads people to the right place where they can see Jesus. How about you? I am pleased when they brought, like the wise men, one step closer, when I see some person brought closer to Christ. Another step closer, another way. I call this God's delivery room. Have you ever been at the birth of one of your children? Now, you moms, I've got to say, you'll probably raise your hand. Yeah, I was there. But you dads, it's really pretty cool. Seeing the birth of your daughter or your son. Having those first precious moments. Seeing those first precious breaths. Counting the fingers and counting the toes. And getting to know and bond already with this person that is going to be so much a part of your life. The delivery room I'm speaking of, however, is the delivery room of God. Where a person comes to faith. The first moments where they take those breaths of spiritual life and they have an understanding of who Jesus is. They see how their sins have just been forgiven and they understand that they're freed. And they understand that Jesus is their Lord and their Savior. I've been privileged to be in that room when that happens. And my friends, I hope and pray that if you haven't had that happen yet, that you will. Because my friends, it is such a powerful thing. And like Mary and Joseph and Jesus, we started to hear the angels had come, the shepherds, the wise men had come, and all of those at the end of another one of the gospel stories it tells us, and Mary pondered those things in her heart. She tucked them away. Because they were so precious. They were like that gift book, that guest book that we have in our home that tells us of the times people have come. When you and I see someone coming to faith, we don't forget it. We help them read their Bibles. We help them learn how to pray. We help to teach them the things of faith. We try to answer their questions. As mature Christians, we try to walk with them. And like a child, we try to teach and to train them up. Loving and caring for them because the gift that they now possess is such a powerful one, a precious one. Yeah, I've been in the delivery room. And when a grown man or grown woman looks at you and just thanks you for sharing that wonderful message with them, or a child who says, "Shouldn't we pray now?" Or a child who says, "Mommy is going to be in heaven with Jesus, right?" Yeah. You just have to say you were privileged to be there. in that delivery room where you know God's at work bringing people to faith or people being strengthened in their faith, and you are like Mary was with these wise men who would come simply to worship Jesus. I want to see Jesus is what they said. Show us Jesus. And as you and I come to this congregation week in and week out, I hope and I pray that each and every time that you hear someone speak from this pulpit, you hear them sharing the stories and the message of Jesus. And that as you come and as you go, you're walking in here, you're seeing Jesus, you're hearing about Jesus, and you leave with Jesus so that you can share Jesus. I don't know if you noticed it when you were here earlier in the sanctuary, but Julia Malenki did a wonderful gift blessing to us as she was talking with me about Epiphany, and she talked of this tradition of writing over the doorpost of a home. As people would come and go, enter and go, leave, come and go, they would have a blessing. On the back of our door out there as you're going towards the narthex, and I hope you will look at it today before you leave, it says, as we come or go from this door, may you, Lord, always be with us. We are wishing a blessing for all who come to see Jesus, and all for whence they leave, that they will also go with Jesus. What a fitting example this could be for you in your home, to take a moment and think about some catchy phrase. May Jesus bless all who enter here, all who dwell here, all who come to visit here. Something like that. And may that be a reminder to you that as people enter your home, that they're coming to see Jesus. The Jesus that lives in you. The Jesus that lives in you. The Jesus that is a part of your life. That's what the wise men came to see. They just wanted to see Jesus. And my friends, that's what the world is still looking for. They just want to hear and they just want to see Jesus. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the true faith in Christ. Amen. Please stand. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, God of God, Light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and descended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Lord and Savior Jesus, we indeed give you thanks for sending your star to lead the shepherds, the wise men, and the angels that sung your praise. O Lord, during this Christmas season and this Epiphany season, help us to welcome those into our homes and into our lives who are visitors that you have sent. Help us to receive them and the gifts that they are to our life. Help us here at Trinity to do so likewise. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, as you give witness and sign to attestation of who you are as Lord of Lords and King of Kings, may we also look for the signs in our life of your presence, answers to prayer, and things that we are to give you thanks for. Help us, like the wise men were, to be attentive to all those signs. Lord, in your mercy. And now, O Lord, hear the prayers that have been requested by your people.
Praise and thanksgiving and requests for your intervention. And we lift up in prayer the family of Harry Lacey. And we ask you to comfort the family in his loss this past Thursday. And we lift up praise and thanksgiving for Joan Trapp on her birthday. We lift up in prayer Miriam Hebner for health and blessings and to recover from pneumonia. We pray for Mike Trapp for the healing of his hip. Lift up in prayer on behalf of Lori for comfort and strength as her dear friend died this week and her sister had an emergency medical crisis this week. And we lift up in prayer blessings on the ministry of Greg Fiebiger, who will be ordained next Sunday in Tennessee. We ask your blessings upon all these and your guiding hand. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Hear our prayer.
Lord and Savior Jesus, we now ask that you would hear the prayer you've taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had broken it, he broke it and gave thanks. And he said, take and eat. This is my body given unto death for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he took cup after supper, and when he drank, he said, "Take and drink ye all of it, for this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is given and is shed for you for the remission of all your sins. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and bring you his peace. Amen. You may be seated. Take a quick announcement here, and what we'll take a second to do here, Trinity's going to be sponsoring iDignity's event in January here, which is homeless and vulnerable people that they can identify, receive their identification documents, such as birth certificates and Florida IDs. You can also help by volunteering at the January event, which will be January 17th, and or by making a donation to iDignity. There's a bucket in the back to help pay for the lunch of 100-plus volunteers. Volunteer sign-up is at iDignity.org/volunteer. You must sign up by the 10th. Donations will be collected throughout the month of January, and it's just a reminder, but Trinity is one of 5 downtown churches that started iDignity. And we want to continue this support for a very worthwhile organization. This is also our final week for collecting funds for the food bank. It's food for the 5th. I know it's the 1st, but it was a long month. And we will be collecting canned goods through today and other donations of cash as well, or check. Pastoral discretionary fund is how this ministry is also benefited. So if you'd like to make a contribution, please do so at the back. Starting Wednesday, our foundations class, if you're interested in becoming a member here at Trinity or simply want to know more about your Christian faith or would like to have a discussion on those things, this is for all. All interested in a discussion of the Christian faith and considering membership here at Trinity. We are looking also for this class if you would like to come at 6:30. We'd love to have you. We last from every Wednesday for 8 weeks, from 6:30 till 8. That'll be in the foundations. Class taught in Fellowship Hall is assigned location now. Thank you, and God's richest blessings. Please stand for our final hymn. Christmas?
No, but I wanted one.
Go in peace and serve the Lord with joy.